reaching the nations. Jesus has come. Verse 19, verse 18 of Matthew 28 has established that he has all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. He says that to Belton Evangelical Church today. Let's read the word of God together from Matthew chapter 28. We're having this series of six messages on the final instructions of our Lord Jesus to his disciples. Matthew 28 and verse 16. Let's hear God's word together. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And the privilege has been ours once again of hearing God's word today. We should never underestimate what a great privilege that is. And so we are thinking about the beginning of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. We're thinking about going and making disciples. So everybody should have got a sheet. Sheets are available if you're going to follow the message this morning. And to be aware of the teaching we want to bring from the beginning of verse 19. Concerning making disciples. But I want us to be thinking, first of all, about what is our task? What is our task? What is our task as Christians? What is our task as a church? What should we be about? Many companies, many organizations will stop sometimes, won't they? And they will have a review. They will stop and consider what they are doing and how they are doing it. Have they lost direction as regards to what their call is? So supermarket, for example, might have an annual review and they'll stop and say, "Well, how's the business going? Are we concentrating on the things that we need to concentrate on? Are there things we need to leave aside?" What's the sense in which I want us as Feltham Evangelical Church to do that this morning? I want us to undertake a review. Do some thinking and considering from the Word of God, based upon the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. What should we be focused upon? Have we been focused upon the right things? Is there a need for us to readdress our situation before God? Let me ask you the question. What do you think Feltham Evangelical Church should be concentrating on? What do you think? I'm going to give you five things that are each of these things are good things, but if they're not fully focused around the instruction of our Lord Jesus, they can, in a sense, lose their point. So, first of all, we could be a fellowship church, sharing together, sharing our lives together. And hanging out together, to use a phrase. And that'd be good. Or we could be a church of community action, getting involved in the community, doing good things in the community. And that would be good, wouldn't it? And we could be a teaching church, teaching people the Word of God, bringing the knowledge of God from the Word into people's lives. And that would be good. And we could be a praise and worship church. Praising God. Giving all, appreciating our God. And that would be good. And we could be a giving church. Giving our money, giving our time, giving our resources. And that would be good. Okay? All these things are appropriate for a living church. And they should be in a church which is alive for God. However, there is a danger that those things existing in the life of the church, if they do not have focus around going and making disciples of all nations, they can actually just lead to the church being somewhat misdirected. So if we just are a fellowship church, it could be just me and you doing our things together. Or if it's just a community action church, we should just be getting involved in a community doing some decent things. And if it's just a teaching church, we could all just be increasing our knowledge and saying, wow, you know a lot. Wow, you've learned that, have you? And that, and just be building ourselves up. And we're just a praise and worship church. Well, we could just be a me and God church and just be a sense of it's just between me and God. And finally, we could be a giving church, and that would just be, well, we're a group of generous people. And the Lord Jesus says, in order that we would have a true focus, in order that our fellowship, our community living into the community, our teaching and our worship and our giving, it's all directed in a positive and vibrant and vital way. He gives us these words, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. So those things that can be vital into the life of the church get direction. They come to their fullness. They come to what they really should be in the life of the church when we are a church that's focused upon going and making disciples. Those were the words, these are the words that the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples. These are the priority words. These are what we call the Great Commission. The Great Call for the church starts here. Go and make disciples of all nations. So Fellowship Evangelical Church, you must be doing this. You must be having fellowship. You really should be getting involved in the community. You really should be getting teaching into the life of the church. You really need to be praising and worshiping God. And you really need to be giving generously. But all that finds direction and finds powerful purpose when we settle on the real issue that we need to be a church that is going and making disciples. This goes over everything. So children, we want you to grow up in the faith, and we want you to have this. The memory verse this morning says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. So, we've done our review, haven't we? And if we wandered off course, let's get back on course. Feltham Evangelical Church, the conclusion of our review is that we should be doing what? We should be going and making disciples of all nations. And we're going to consider that statement then this morning. I've given us eight headings to look at this issue about what it is to go and make disciples. How should we be doing it? What's involved in going and making disciples? We've lost direction, brothers and sisters, if we've lost this. We've got to be a disciple-making church. So let's go, first of all, what does it mean? First heading is, what does it mean? What does it mean to be making disciples? Well, you think about the word disciple. What is a disciple? And basically, a disciple is a learner or a follower. You have somebody who has who you can look to, is a position of importance. We need to be learning from that person, following that person. And in our situation, we need to be learning and following who? We need to be learning and following Jesus Christ. We're called to be disciples of Jesus Christ, learners of Him, followers of Him, attached to Him, devoted to Him, giving our lives to Him. So we are not interested in making people followers of Fellowship Evangelical Church. We have no interest in that. And we have no interest in recruiting people for big preachers. We're not interested in that. Although we can recommend good preachers who will help you to follow Jesus Christ. We're no interest in denominations, really. We're not recruiting for denominations. Who are we recruiting for? Who are we recruiting for? We're recruiting for Jesus. We want people to be followers of Jesus Christ. He is the Master. Notice it is the word, it's disciples. It's not just converts. Not just converts. Certain churches lose their way. They recruit converts. Bound, we must have converts. What do I mean in saying this? I mean that we need to have people converted to Jesus Christ, because you can't be a disciple without being converted. But to fully go on to be a disciple, you have to go on to learn. You have to come to know, and then you must grow. You must grow to know Jesus. Grow in the living relationship with the living Lord. We need to know that. Brothers and sisters, Christianity is to be called into a living relationship with the living Lord. It's not recalled into religious activities. Pray for me in that, dare I say it. I feel that's something I'm struggling with at the moment. Really knowing a living relationship. Experiencing that more and more. And we need to be helping each other into that. So first point this morning, what does it mean? It needs to be a follower. Jesus Christ. Second point, what will be happening? When we're making disciples, what will be happening? What will be going on? Well, we'll be telling people things, won't we? And I've noted four things that we'll be telling them. And the first thing we'll be telling them, this is important. This is important. This is not just about getting religion. This is not just about doing something on a Sunday. This is about life and death. This is about eternity. Doesn't get any bigger than this. Because if you're not a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're completely on the wrong road. You're on the road to disaster and destruction and eternal hell. So you need to consider it. The first thing we'll be saying to people, this is important. You've got to consider following Jesus Christ. If you're not following Him, you're in a mess. Please, can you hear me this morning? If you're not a follower of Jesus this morning, truly going for Him, then your situation is bad and you need to face up to your situation. And then we'll be telling people about their sin. Remember the blockage. The blockage. What stops everybody from being a disciple of Jesus Christ? Their sin. Their wrongdoing before God. Their offensive behavior and offensive character. Everything about us is leading us into the ways of iniquity. And that sin blocks us off from God, blocks us from discipleship, blocks us from being a follower of Jesus Christ. And we will preach. When we preach sin, we will preach. What will we preach? We'll preach repentance. We will preach the need to turn around and come back to God. And what's the third thing we'll do? What's the third thing we'll do? We'll tell people to believe in Jesus Christ. We'll tell people to turn to Jesus Christ. We'll tell people to trust in Jesus. Jesus Christ is the one who came into the world to deal with our sins. He removes the barrier. We can't depend upon ourselves to get through to God. Jesus is the one we need to depend upon. We need to tell people, is Jesus, children, concentrate on this one. Is Jesus still dead? Is Jesus still dead? Jesus is alive. And so we tell people Jesus is alive. That he's to tell people that he's triumphed over death. and he's a living Lord. And we can know him in our lives. And we can tell people how he sends his Spirit so that we can move forward for him. And so we're telling people about Jesus Christ. So what are the three things we're telling? What's happening? The first, we'll be telling people about how important it is. We'll be telling people about their sin and need to repent. We're telling people about Jesus Christ. And we will be telling people how they need to grow. How they need to grow. So somebody has come, a Christian. What do you do now? You need to grow. You need to move forward. You need to enter into the life of God. So we'll be encouraging people to study the Word of God, to read good books, to get to church, to be praying unto the Lord, to be getting involved in good training. And they'll be serving in the church and worshiping the Lord. And we'll be encouraging people to go forward, because that is how this beautiful life of discipleship works out. All of this is so to follow Jesus. And all of this will be looping round, that we'll be continually reminding ourselves. Christian, perhaps you need to know this morning. What do you need to know? The most important thing in your life this morning is that you are a disciple of Jesus. Yeah, it's vital. Yeah. The thing that defines you is that you're a child of God through Jesus. Not whether you're a husband or a wife or whatever occupation you have or whatever race you have and nationality you have. The key things that defines who you are is that you're Jesus Christ's and that you belong to him. And so they need to continually repent and continually come back to Jesus Christ. Perhaps, can I say this as well? Perhaps you've acknowledged Jesus Christ as Lord and everything seems so drab at the moment and you're wondering what happened. I thought this was going to be life. Well, perhaps it's simply because you're not getting to grips with the real heart of your quiet time. Let me check. Can we just talk about quiet time? Are you having quiet time? Are you spopping during the day? I don't know how much. Sometimes I know you're busy, but you've got to give some time to seeking the Lord and praying to him and reading God's word. That is your lifeline to life. You won't be experiencing anything of vital Christianity if you haven't got a quiet time. I dare almost ask you now, put your hands up if you've got a quiet time. But don't do that. That's between you and God. I plead with you, if you're a Christian this morning, you've got to give time. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, to get into the bathroom and say, I've got to have some time to read and cry out to the Lord. So please think about that. So you'll be growing when you're experiencing these things. Let me just say this about this whole situation. If you're not a disciple of Jesus, can I say this? You need to come to Jesus. I just want to emphasize that again. You need to become a disciple. And as a disciple of Jesus, you need to be growing for Jesus. Can I just underline a further thing is, what is the great thing that stops us becoming a disciple and stops us making progress as a disciple? What's the great thing? What is it? It's when sin comes into our lives, isn't it? It's sin, you know? It's you know, sickness and poverty are serious issues. Sickness and poverty are serious issues, but they're not the key issues as regards to discipleship. Some very sick people can be the strongest disciples, and some very poor people can be the strongest disciples. It's sin that stops us. God in his mercy alleviates our poverty by giving us resources. God in his mercy sometimes raises us up out of sickness, and so many times he does it, and we should give thanks to him. But the real issues of discipleship are dealing with sin and trusting in Jesus Christ. And God gives people, some people, into sickness and into poverty that they might display that there is a total reliance upon God and God alone, which goes beyond their health and their financial situation. So that's my second point. What will be happening? They'll be telling people about the importance of this, about sin and about Jesus and about the need to grow. Third thing is, who will be doing this? Who will be doing this? The third thing this morning is, who will be doing this? Well, just look at the passage. I trust you've still got it open before you. It's on the screen up there. Who is it that he's speaking to? Verse 16. It's the 11 disciples that Jesus is speaking to. He is speaking to disciples. Who is involved in going and making disciples? Disciples are involved in going and making disciples. It's the 11 disciples. And what's the character of these disciples? Just tracing some things through. We considered this a few weeks ago from Matthew 28 and verse 16 and 17. But just think about some of these, some things about the disciples. Firstly, they wanted to be with Jesus. They wanted to be with Jesus. They'd gone all the way to Galilee. They'd left Jerusalem, the main center of things, and they'd gone to Galilee because Jesus had said he was going there. In Matthew 26, verse 32, before he'd gone to the cross, he says, but after I will have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. And then we read the words of the angel to the women. He said, the word of the angel in Matthew 28, verse 7, after the Lord is risen, the angel says to the women, then go and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. Okay. And where do they go? They go to Galilee. They go to the place where Jesus is. And that means they're also not only wanting to be with Jesus, they're also obedient, aren't they? He says in Matthew 28 and verse 16 that they'd gone to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. They were obedient. What kind of disciples are used by God in discipleship? Firstly, those who want to be with Jesus, those who want to be in his presence. Secondly, those who are obedient to him. And thirdly, those who worship. Matthew 28 and verse 17. They were worshipping. Worshipping disciples are those who are going to be engaged in disciple making business. And finally, we think, helpfully and encouragingly, that they're not perfect. Because again, we read in Matthew 28, 17, some doubted. Some are a bit confused. They haven't got it all sorted. So we don't have to be perfect. You know, you think, well, I'm not going to be any good at making disciple because I don't understand this and I'm struggling with that. And God says, no. These disciples, they were struggling a bit, but God says, these are going to be used. So those who are used as disciples have got these things going on for them. They are wanting to be with Jesus. They love to be with their Lord. They obey his commands. They worship. But they haven't got everything sorted. Okay. And these disciples are making other disciples. And the disciples that they are making are encouraging these disciples to be what? Those who want to be with Jesus. Those who obey. And those who worship. Younger ones, children, you can be involved in encouraging this. It'd be great. Wouldn't it be exciting, older ones, if we saw a children growing up at their young age, encouraging them, each other, to obey God and to be with Jesus and to worship the Lord, to be together in the Lord's great work. See, this is the flow of life. God's life flowing through people into the lives of other people. And then what happens? Disciples make disciples who go on to make further disciples because these disciples are the ones who've been led into wanting to be with Jesus, obedience to the word, worshipping the Lord, even though they haven't necessarily got everything sorted out. Does anybody know what's the difference between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea? Does anybody know what the difference between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea? Well, water flows into the Dead Sea and never flows out, and therefore it is dead. Yeah? The Sea of Galilee, water flows in and it flows out and it's alive. Brothers and sisters, fellow Christians, we should be Sea of Galilee people. We've got all these beautiful things flowing into our lives as we're knowing Lord God Jesus in our worship and in our obedience and our desire to be for him, flowing out into the lives of others. And we're seeing other lives changed. We're longing for other lives to be impacted. So our fourth point this morning is, how can I be effective? Right. Oh, where have we got to? Well, we thought about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Secondly, we thought about what should be happening. Thirdly, we've been thinking. Who is doing this? The third point, who is doing this? My fourth point then this morning is, how can I be effective? How can I be effective? Verse 18 is how you can be effective. Are disciples going to be formed? Are followers are going to be of Jesus Christ going to be formed because of me? Because of my words? Because of my skills of persuasion? Because of my force of personality? Are they going to be formed? Never, 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 never. Disciples will be formed. Why? Why will disciples be performed? They will be formed because of Jesus Christ's authority. What does verse 18 say? All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. The power comes from where? The power comes from where? Okay. Okay, let's draw back. Let's draw back. How do you heat your house? How do you heat your house? It's getting a bit colder. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to jump up and down as much as I can, and the heat from my body is going to heat the house. Is that going to work? Now, what do I have to do to heat the house? Come, everybody, let's get back. I don't know what the situation is outside, but people are dealing with it, yeah? So let's come back. Let's get on it. How are we going to be effective as disciples of Jesus Christ in this forming of other disciples? How are we going to be effective? We need the power source. Like heating the house, you need to go to the power station. For us, we need to go to the power source. We will not be effective unless we pray. Pray. Pray the power of verse 18 from Jesus into the life of our ministry. He's got all power on heaven, in heaven and on earth. And we need to be praying and everything concerning our ministry. There's a sense in which through preaching, even these activities on a Sunday morning that I engage in, I want to be involved in disciple making. But you know, one of the failings I have, and you can perhaps challenge me on it, is I so often don't pray afterwards about what I preached. It's just over and I move on. That is a terrible thing, really. Because it's showing that I would just let the sermon go. But no, I've got to pray God to work. And your conversation with somebody, it will only be effective in helping them if you're praying for God to come and use those words to transform lives. So the fourth thing is, we need to be praying. What's going on in our prayer meetings, brothers and sisters? What are we praying for? Are we praying for disciples to be formed? Are we praying those things even we read earlier from Philippians in chapter 1 about people going into love, going into discernment, showing the fruits of righteousness? Now, we can pray for people's difficulties, but let's focus upon this, because this is the big business for Feltham Evangelical Church, and it should be in our prayers. Pray God's workings. Okay, fifth point then is, who are to be disciples? Go and make disciples of, what does it say? All nations, isn't it? All nations. Previously, what was happening as regards to God's workings? God's workings in the Old Testament were focused upon the nation of Israel. You could come into the blessings of God, but you had to come into the blessings of God through the nation of Israel. But now, everything is opened up. The promised one has come. The one who was promised back through Abraham those years ago in Genesis 12 has come. And now everyone can come into blessing, not through the nation of Israel, but through Jesus Christ. All nations can come. He has all authority over all nations. Solely and only through Jesus Christ, all nations can come. So the Church of God should never be what? Should never be racist. Okay? The Church of God should never be sexist. The Church of God should never be anything that excludes. It's welcoming all nations to become disciples of Jesus Christ. My sixth point then is, where do you make disciples? Where do you make disciples? In a sense, that's an awkward question. But I want to focus upon the word go here. The word go. To make disciples, you've got to move. You've got to move. It doesn't say wait. I think it's been a problem, particularly in the church in the UK, that probably up to about 50 years ago, a lot of people used to come into church and you could make disciples in church. And we tried to continue doing that, but largely people don't come into church now. And it was a false model anyway. Because the Lord Jesus said, didn't say wait. He said go. Go and make disciples. Push out. Now this word go, there's two sides to it really. The first one is a general, in your going. In your going. Like in your day-to-day life. Wherever you go, whatever it is your call, in your job, in your community, in your family, whatever it is, you are to be thinking about making disciples and the general flow of life. The second thing is actually to purpose to go. Perhaps people are laid on your heart and you are constrained to go. You feel God's call to go. Perhaps some people this morning might even be raised up to go to another nation and go and make disciples in another nation. But it all involves going. To see people converted to God, to see people become disciples, we need to go. And as we get involved in this business, it does involve, if we're thinking about being more and more involved in disciple making, it involves pushing into lives. Okay? It means going into people's lives. Because we love people, because we want them to be disciples of Jesus Christ. It's perhaps an un-English thing to do. But the whole issue of seeing people develop to be followers of Jesus Christ is actually speaking to people. Is actually correcting people, is rebuking people, it's encouraging people. It's walking with people and saying, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? It's not a standoffish thing. It's not a standoffish thing. It's actually going into lives. Now, I'm not talking about being bodies, busy bodies, or poking our noses into everybody's affairs, but I am saying loving concern for people. And so I say to us as a church here that we should be willing to be getting involved in each other's lives for the love of each other, that we might grow in Jesus Christ, and we should be willing to receive. If you want a life, dare I say it this morning, if you want a life, a Christian life where you don't want anybody to get involved and trouble you, then you're probably best not at Feltham Evangelical Church. Because I say to you, and I believe it happens here, that we want to be pushing into each other's lives because we love each other and we want each other to be disciples of Jesus Christ. Can I just say, as some of you are thinking about these issues, can I just say, who should I be involved in? Well, some of you are mothers and fathers. You've immediately got those you should be discipling straight away with your children. Yeah? Some of you are married and you've got husbands and wives to disciple. And you've immediately got those close at hand who you should be praying for and seeking to lead into the ways of Christ. Seventh point this morning is, how do we go about this? How do we go about this? We should be praying, beginning to end, praying about people, praying about linking into people's situations. Yeah? So you can link up with one person, or you can be involved in a group and you're helping each other to move forward in Christ, perhaps studying the Bible together. Perhaps it's just one-off interactions. Perhaps after a service you feel you want to speak to somebody, or something's on your heart, or encourage somebody in the way that they're going. Generally it's older Christians relating to younger Christians, but not exclusively. You younger ones, carefully, respectfully, can speak to older ones as well. But this all happens when we're willing to learn and willing to want to go forward. And those things in our lives that are all directing us to be with Jesus, to worship Him, and to be obedient to Him. And that's how we're going on. Those are our goals. Wanting people to go forward. For people to know Jesus Christ. That's the heart of it. We're sold out as a church. I trust that people would come to know Jesus Christ and grow for Jesus Christ. Are we? The words of the Lord Jesus to get us focused as a church this morning are, go and make disciples of all nations. Finally, point number 8 this morning is, we need the genuine. We need the genuine. We don't want fakes. We don't want people who put on the show of disciples. We don't want people who give indications of displaying some things about what it is to live Christian. We want changed hearts. Remember, it's not about getting outward conformity in people's behavior. It's changed hearts. Hearts that have encountered Jesus Christ. Hearts that have come to hate sin. Hearts that have come to long to make progress for God. We don't want people who are just putting on a show. So go and make disciples. Our task as a church is to be to go and make disciples. And all of the great legitimate things that should be in the life of the church will be healthily functioning when we've got this set before us, that we want other people to come to Christ and we want other people to be growing for Jesus Christ. And then we will be beautifully functioning in our fellowship, in our going into our communities, our community action. We'll be focused on loving evangelism, and we'll be teaching people in the right way, and they'll be living that out to help others. And we will be worshiping God, and as we worship God, we'll just be longing for others to come to know this God, and we'll be giving into great gospel causes that people might come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and know Him. So what is our focus to be? Are you going to buy into it? Come on, let's come to conclusion then. Are we going to buy into it? Are we going to buy into it or not this morning as a church? That we are going to be, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Church. These are the words of the Lord Jesus to us. Let us get them into our hearts. Let us get them into our focus. That we might be a great church. Our task is set. Go and make disciples of all nations. So church, arise. Church, arise. And go forward with these things. Let's sing our final hymn this morning and worship the Lord. Oh, church, arise and put your armor on. Hear the call of Christ, our captain. Let's stand and raise our voices to the Lord.